All right, and welcome back for the second hour of Cancel the Cabal on Revolution Radio. I'm also on PSI Radio, PSN Radio, and Alt Ireland Radio. And I want to say once again, if you like what we're doing and you can afford a few dollars here and there, nothing is turned by, so please go hit that donate button. I guess donations have been down here in the last month or so, but we still need to get the studio cost paid for every month. So please go hit that donate button. But my second guest up here tonight is Lee David Carter. He's an author. His book is called The Light Warrior. Let me get his bio up here for a second here. Lee's purpose on Earth is as a light worker, is also to help others recognize, develop, and use their self-given God consciousness, love, compassion, and wisdom, and recognizing who you are, why you are here, what's out there and in the universe, and many other questions asked, such as what is life about. Lee went through a transformation involving a gender operation lasting 3 years. It was during this time he had an awakening in 2008. Got a little bit of background noise there, Lee, but coming from a dark place for a long period of time, he had experienced more than just the physical changes. Okay. Are you there, Lee?
Hello, Stephen.
Hi. You got some background noise there.
Yeah, sorry about that. There was a ding-dong Big Ben in the background there.
Big Ben, yeah.
Okay,
I thought it might have been a clock.
It was really nice here today in London in the UK.
Well, I read a little bit of your bio there, but maybe you could talk about yourself a little bit more than what I read.
Yeah, sure. Basically, it was back in 2008. I had a profound spiritual awakening, and I'd found out that I was a reincarnated soul that had come to Earth at this time in this paradigm, in being of service to humanity and as a light worker starseed, coming from the Pleiades. Basically, I volunteered to come here before being born here to help raise awareness consciously for humanity and the planet, which was quite profound while going through those operations. I just started university and I was in a dark place for the last 40 years of my life, so I kind of needed to understand human emotions and the systems here, which basically I don't understand. And I find it very difficult to fit into the systems here on the planet. I had a feeling that I just wanted to go home.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be here, basically. And even though I've just graduated this year at university, I feel that I've graduated in a different way on the planet, in a spiritual sense, what I came here to do, which is not academic, but a different kind of intelligence from a higher dimension. So I've basically come here to the Earth at this time to get to work. That was my calling.
Yeah.
And the profound awakening that I had, it started off with angels, I just felt like I was the universe. I didn't feel that I was a part of it, and it was so profound. And then I started having contact with what you call UFOs or light beings. They're just consciously highly more evolved than you are here. They're just on a higher dimension. So basically what's happening now on the earth is going through a transition where you've been on this what you call 3D reality, if you want to call it, dense materialistic systems that you're living in now on the planet, which I find it hard to sort of fit in and understand. But you know, the systems here to me are malarkey, absolute nonsense. And the calling I had now was to carry out my mission and to get to work. And I had a calling to write the book 4 years ago, and I've been involved in the media and newspapers, but I think it's going to be a lot bigger than this with what's coming. And there is no agenda to get rich at this, by the way. I've come here from a higher divine purpose. I'm here to be of service and to wake up the planet consciously, really, with what I'm going to say. And there's many of us here at this time that have come here during this paradigm to help the planet. We've come here to bring light into the world and to bring truth.
Yeah.
And to, basically to pierce down this matrix that you're living in, basically. What you call the Illuminati, they're working with aliens. They're interdimensional beings, or the elite, or Zionists, whatever you want to call them. And they're in contact with these fallen angels, or the Draconians. As a Palladian, we call them the Lizzies. And they came here thousands of years ago. However, angels and demons are like two different alien races that, you know, goes back into your ancient texts in the Bible. And demons is the Hebrew word for knowledge. Angels are messengers. And these ETs, as you call them, have been, they've been on and off your planet for eons. And they've been helping with your evolvement. And although they are benevolent, you know, there is good and bad ETs out there, which obviously the ones that are here now working with your democracies are malevolent, should I say, interdimensional. They're basically on a lower dimension, and, you know, they're trying to dumb you down, feed off your energy, which is just fear and, you know, and so forth. The planet at the moment is being controlled by these dark forces, which are satanic. So they're trying to dumb down society with mind control, you know, consciousness. So it's a time of rebellion now for the planet, revolution, as you call it. So, you know, the change, they're warmongers. You know, religion has been used to divide and conquer. So, you know, you are consciousness, you're spiritual beings, and all that here is connected to a source. Although many have had contact with ETs, they are consciousness too. They're just on different dimensions. So it is easier for me to do this through meditation. You know, what you've got here now, they're using subliminal messages. They're here to program you, such as like the 666 and the horn and all these Illuminati tricks, or, you know, their Latin terms, where they see themselves as the enlightened ones. The small elite are just puppets for these beings, what you call the Anunnaki. And, you know, when they're finished with them, they'll be gone, annihilated with. The material given is important for your soul's growth. So you need to discern yourself now, you know, truth from falsehood, by using your heart chakra, with what's being presented to you at this moment, because there'll be many out there that are smooth talking as being the truth, in which there's all manner of deceit. So this is a very testing time now for humanity. You know, it's going to be a lot of confusion at the moment, a lot of chaos. But the more far out you are with things, the closer you are to the truth. And, you know, what's here now, they don't honor life. They see you as a food source. You know, to go and kill 3,000 people in the Twin Towers in 2001, and then they went to war in Iraq, killing thousands of people. You know, this is not love and light, you know, coming from a high dimension. Love and light is being in harmony and compassion, positive, higher energy, and being in harmony with the earth, as the ancients called it, Gaia, because she's consciousness too. And she's living and breathing. This is the light and love that the planet should be with, because that's not the sort of beings that you are. So what they've been talking about with regards to the Great Tribulation, which was mentioned in your Bible text, you're in it now, basically. So these darker forces that are here now, they've twisted your religions to cause confusion, these beings, or the Illuminati, which are working with them. Although this will all be over with soon. People have had enough with and they want the truth. The games that are being played at the moment, because many of you are hypnotized and they don't even know it, basically. It's mind control, because, you know, the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs, they own the media. So, you know, with what's out there at the moment, well, I call them the masters of darkness. So, you know, they'll come into play or place, and, you know, they're just criminals. And they're only going to be here for a short while. If you think of it as criminals, you know, you don't trust each other, and they'd rather feed off each other.
Yeah, exactly.
The darkness, and they'll end up destroying themselves.
Yes,
light always wins. And you need to come away from TV and technology, because at the end of the day, you are all spiritual beings, your consciousness, and they've used the TV and technology and all these things as a tool to manipulate the masses.
They do.
And feed, basically they're feeding off that.
They do. You mentioned that the demons attack people in everyday life are the invisible, or, well, I guess more or less invisible, but maybe like a interdimensional reptilian?
I mean, they call them the Draconians.
Draconians, okay. Yeah.
And we call them the Lizzies as a Palladian. And basically, they've come here thousands of years ago, and they don't honor life. And they're what you call the parasites of the universe.
Right.
And they're on a lower dimension. They don't like humans at all.
Yeah.
Although there may be some good reptilian races out there as such.
Yeah.
But these particular races are, they're malevolent, really, basically. And they are feeding off human emotions.
Yeah.
And fear and, you know, just basically on a lower dimension, which is fear, the lower vibrational energy, which actually was what David Icke was talking about.
Yeah.
And see all over your democracies, all over the world.
What would the Palladians describe Lucifer as? I know you said the word Luciferian, and it's what our leaders basically are. But how would you or how would they describe Lucifer?
Well, if you look back into your ancient texts with regards to your Bible. Basically, what you call demons, this particular alien race came here thousands of, they call them the fallen angels. They've broken intergalactic law and they came to this planet and interbred with humans. So what you call Lucifer is what you call the bully in the universe. You know, they've come down here on this planet, you know, thousands of years ago. And they feed off blood and, basically, you know, they enjoy war. They're warmongers. So if you have a war on a planet, that's a fantastic food source for them. That's what they feed off.
Well, they're probably feeding on all of the negative energy and all of the...
Absolutely. That's what they... Because it's all about energy.
They're probably feeding on the essence of the dying humans too, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And there's even been word that's gone about through light workers here on the Earth, through the Palladians and stuff, that people that I've spoken to, that you know, they've got a meat market out there on Mars, because Mars and the Moon is a base to them. But you must understand that there are benevolent ETs out there now watching this planet, because there's a lot to come right now. This is the paradigm. And I'm not here to scare anybody or anything like that. I'm here of light and love. What's coming now is a very exciting time for the planet. So people must learn not to have any kind of fear with what's coming. So I'm going to explain all that bit in a little while with what's coming. What you call Lucifer is what you call the bully. And the demons that are here are interdimensional. They're, you know, what you call the greys. Not all greys, because there's different types of greys. These particular greys are, you know, working with the Draconians. And they're working now within your Illuminati, or the Cabal, as you call it. They're working now with the democracies. They're actually in the democracies now in NASA, working with them. Yeah, they're working behind the scenes, controlling the puppets, because that's what they are, they're puppets. And I won't worry about the monetary system here, because that's going to be done with. The banking system here will shut down.
Well,
because the benevolent ETs will shut that system down, because money is the root of all evil anyway. And, you know, this particular small few that are controlling this planet, you know, they own most of the planet.
Yeah.
You know, and that will be shut down with, and the abundance will go out to everybody. The wealth should go out, the abundance that's coming now for the planet. The changes that are coming are going to be absolutely exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on now in Syria? I mean, come on. I mean, ISIS. ISIS, you know, this is some kind of a... what they're doing now, they're trying to push for a one world order. They've tried to start World War III many a times, and that's been stopped by the benevolent beings that are watching this planet right now. And those people in power that are here know about all this stuff, Stephen, you know?
Uh-huh.
And basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to push for a one world order. They want a one police state. They want an RFID chip everybody and control the masses so that out of all this chaos, they can have that order and control.
Yeah.
Which is a much more crueler way of what they're doing to the planet now, because, you know, you're already in a matrix and slave to a system that is just absolutely corrupt, because it's not love and light in the systems here.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, Lee, they don't have to microchip any of us, because the clothes that we buy in the department stores are already being chipped with RFID chips and tracking chips.
Yeah, which is the mark of the beast, which is spoken about in your Bibles.
It is.
Okay. You know, spirituality, it's not a religion.
No, it's not. You don't have
it's
to be
a science.
You don't have to be religious to be spiritual.
No, absolutely. And for many years on the earth, I was searching for God. You know, Jehovah's Witnesses, Catholic, Buddhism, you name it. None of them felt right to me. And when I had my spiritual awakening, I realized that God, what you call God, consciousness, God is inside all of you. God is everything. God is the chair. It's everything. It's energy. It's the law of the universe. And most of the beings out there, benevolent, that are highly evolved within the universe, know this already.
Sure they do. It's funny you should mention that about the, you know, the everything is energy, because science has recently found out here that the atom is 99.99% open and open space. They don't know what holds the atom together. They don't know what holds a coffee table together. They don't know what holds the teapot together. You know, they don't know what holds concrete together. They don't.
Well, that's right, Stephen, because my father was teaching me this when I was a child regarding Albert Einstein. The seed had already been planted for me, you know, when I was born here.
Yeah.
This is how profound it is. And he was talking to me about this stuff regarding the planets and the universe and other life out there, and then talking about Albert Einstein, about matter, you know, and atoms. There is no matter in the universe.
And there's
everything is energy.
Energy and vibration.
That's it. Absolutely. You've got it. And that's what's happening now. In fact, the planets out there, they're going through consciousness too. Many of them are thousands of years ahead technologically wise and spiritually wise.
That's right.
They don't have money as a monetary system.
That's right.
They contribute to society. In fact, there's a galactic federation of planets out there that are watching this planet right now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of work being done now. And there are many of us that have come here at this time in this paradigm, because the body is just a vessel. You're
yes,
spiritual
it
beings.
It is. It's just
know?
A vessel.
They can take you in your sleep
yes,
and take you onto one of their ships
yeah.
with your permission, your high divine permission, and give you that knowledge and teaching and what it is you need here consciously. This is how profound it is. But the thing is, a lot of your truth and everything here has been hidden from you. The Illuminati, the Vatican, there's a whole library of your history, and they've hidden it from you. And this is all going to come out, by the way, because there's going to be disclosure soon on the planet. That is all going to come out. You have a space family, galactic space family out there. Your hidden truth on this planet is all going to come out. There's much to come.
Yeah.
And this is the time now.
Hopefully it's within my lifetime anyways. I wanted to ask you about a comment you made. Let me see if I can remember now. I had it just on the tip of my tongue. I was going to ask you about it. And then we went off and chased a different rabbit. Boy. Okay. I guess we can just go on to something else, until I recall what it is.
We'll come back to it later,
yeah.
But you know,
there's
Agenda 21. Basically, they want to eliminate maybe a half to two thirds of the planet.
Probably more than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Any sane human being would not.
Oh, I know
be
what
that
it was.
Insane to do something like that.
I know what it was now, Lee.
Okay, fire away.
It was the money system. You happen to mention that the money is the root of all evil, but I believe there's a passage in the Bible that says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Right. Good question. It's not that the money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
It's the systems here controlling the money that is the root of all evil.
And it's more or less the people.
They're in power now. That's it.
How they try
well,
to seek money.
Let me tell you something. Those systems are going to shut down.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if all the banking systems in time to come are going to be shut down by these benevolent ETs.
Yeah, what I've been saying for months and months now, Lee, is just if people stop feeding this massive beast that we call government, we started getting out of the monetary system. I mean, we can use money but we can use it for a good cause. We can use it to help people instead of buying these flashy trinkets that supposedly or allegedly please people. And they end up not pleasing people, but they end up making them more frustrated and more arrogant and more likely to go out and seek more money. And that's where the problem comes in, I think.
Because the people, the systems here are manipulating you consciously with your spiritual, with your spirit, basically. You'll find that those that are very spiritual here do not need money and material to be happy. Many of the awakened ones here now, those spiritual and stuff, because what's coming, these systems are going to change that's coming now. There's a lot of work being done now behind the scenes. The benevolent ETs now, you know, they've tried to start World War III many times here, and it's been stopped. You know, there's much work being done here. I mean, this ISIS that's going on at the moment, again, this is symbolic. What do they call themselves? Islamic State of Iraq and Syria.
Yeah, something like that.
Conflict of Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims. I mean, come on. People need to consciously wake up out of this ignorance, should I say, because this is an absolute lie. It's satanic, okay? Isis is the symbolic mother of the goddess Horus, which is the Antichrist, which is the goddess return. So these are Illuminati tools to push forward an occult agenda. You know, because they've just come out of nowhere and they're going around armed, like a whole army of them out of nowhere, all of a sudden attacking everywhere. Where did they come from?
Well, you know, they came from the CIA. They come from the MI5, MI6.
They come from the Mossad. Oh, Stephen, you know, I mean, you know, it's all, deceitful, manipulated, and downright warmongering, and it's just an absolute lie. Like the Twin Towers, you know, there's all this stuff with terrorism. It's a lie. It's deceitful. You know, they're just going to try. They've only got a short while now because of the light that's coming into the planet now, and the higher forces now that are working now. There's many now in government that are now working with the light, and there's going to be an event that's going to be coming very soon. And I'm not talking about World War III, by the way, because that won't happen. You know, because, you know, if you have World War III, then they can't breathe the air then. And don't worry about trying to hide and going underneath into tunnels, because they've been annihilated as well by the benevolent ETs, the Galactic Federation of Planets that are in this universe now that are watching this planet. So and you will have disclosure soon, by the way. That won't be hidden from you either. And the UFOs will come out in the open as well. A lot of the truth is going to come out soon. And a lot of people are going to get angry, but they must not try and be violent or aggressive, because the events that are going to take place will bring in the changes and the new systems that are coming in. The banking system will be taken care of, and there'll be a new system in place. And those cabal, Illuminati, the small elite will be arrested eventually.
Yeah.
I can see that coming, actually.
The way I understand it, Lee, negative feelings only fuel their existence, and positive and loving energy just destroys their world.
Well, that's right. That's very true, because what's happening now is the planet will need to heal and wake up to these new systems and to bring in the positive energy and to heal the planet. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they've used heart machines to manipulate all these hurricanes on the planet. They've been poisoning your air, poisoning your water, your food, and all kinds of things they've put their fingers into to destroy the Mother Earth, as Gaia, as they called it, the ancients. And that's not love and light, Stephen. That's not compassion for the Earth. You know, if you're the benevolent ETs that are highly more evolved and developed coming from these, other planets in the universe, this universe, you'll see, they, you know, they don't go around destroying their own planet. They work together as a galactic force, and they help one another. They contribute to society. So there is some, you know, amazing changes coming now. So, you know, and the media is just used as a tool to manipulate the masses.
Yeah. Say,
Lee, that's what they're doing.
Do you think there's a conspiracy out there that says just us regular humans, not the controlling elite, they claim to have this these interbreeding with the Anunnaki or, you know, the ones that are controlling the world, controlling the earth. And us regular humans are supposed to have been the slave workers of the world.
Are you talking about going back to Sumeria where they've like?
I think that's where that conspiracy comes from.
Yeah. Okay. You're talking about going back to Sumeria where they used the humans as a slave force to dig up the gold from the earth. It was back in South Africa.
Yes.
Africa and places like that. Yeah, they did. But there's been many different kinds of ETs that have come on and off this planet. You've got the Anunnaki. These ones that I'm talking about now, the Draconians, they're from Orion, and the bloodlines that are in power now are part of that hybrids, as you call them. I'd say are connected with the Draconians and what are now probably controlling this planet at the moment. But they're working in conjunction with the Greys too, and they're what you call the bad ETs in the universe. They're the parasites.
The Greys.
Yeah, not all of them, but particular type of greys.
Okay,
because there's different kinds.
I thought they were supposed to be drones.
Well, there probably possibly is, but there's different types of greys.
Okay.
You've got like the children like one, then you've got the medium greys, yes. Size. Yeah.
And then the tall ones that look like humans.
Almost. Yeah, but I think they're trying to, they're genetically, well, they're abducting humans because I think their race is dying and they're basically, you know.
Trying to create a new breed?
Yeah,
maybe?
Trying to renew their race and doing genetic tests with humans.
Huh, okay.
There's lots of abductions where they've taken them, bought their ships, and done genetic tests. You know, it's not about money in the universe, you know, Stephen. It's about DNA.
Yeah.
You know, this is the systems here are, well, you're like children here. You really are having to evolve and grow, should I say. Because there's such thing as money in the universe, in these other higher consciousness of planets in the universe.
Yeah. You know what, Lee? We haven't even talked about your book yet. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The book. Okay, The Light Warrior. Well, when I went through my spiritual awakening, I went through it in alignment with the transformation of the earth, which is quite profound. And I just had all this data of information and knowledge given to me. And I was told to write the book by these high divine beings and to get the message out there. And it just speaks about ancient science, I call them the masters of darkness on the planet, because they're not of the light, you know, they're just in a dark place, you know, because they don't understand love and compassion, which is the higher dimension. And I'm just talking about energy and basically about the changes that are going to be coming in the near future. You know, there are Stargate portals around this planet that are going to be healing the planet with what's coming. The benevolent ETs that are out there now probably stop the planet from having a pole shift because you, what you call consciousness here, you're all connected. You are one. You're created to the one. The Earth, the universe, everything is consciousness. And that's the law of the universe out there. It's energy. What you call God is inside all of you. You're all God. You're all creators. Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad is inside all of you. The teachings that you've got here with your religions, I respect it and I understand it, but a lot of it has been twisted too. So God consciousness is inside all of you. Your spirit, your body is just a vessel. You are soul and you are what is and all that ever shall be, and you're infinity, you're forever. You know, when you die, there's no such thing as death, as you call it. You just don't have your vessel anymore. You go back to soul. And then, you know, you reincarnate, and this is known throughout the universe. And there's many that have come here to the earth at this time that have come here from other worlds. So the book is just explaining all this, and it's talking about what's happening now on the earth consciously regarding energy, and the changes that are going to be coming, basically. So, higher calling, should I say. But these criminals that you've got now here on the planet will eventually be arrested. And in the way that they've been manipulating this matrix.
They're already starting to talk about that. They've had,
really?
They've had men like Kissinger has been indicted and tried in tribunals 25, 30 years ago for his war crimes and his crimes on humanity. All of the Bush family, Bush Senior and Junior, they've been indicted and tried in different countries. None of these people can set foot virtually outside the U.S. anymore because they've got warrants for their arrest for crimes on humanity. Donald Rumsfeld the same way, so is Dick Cheney. There was a situation not too long ago, like a year and a half ago or something like that. Bush Jr. was supposed to have did a some kind of a ceremony up in Canada, and his people got wind that there was a sheriff coming to arrest him, a sheriff and a posse, and they had to hightail it out of there.
Okay, well, basically, these benevolent ETs are watching this planet. They've got spaceships out there that are thousands of miles long, and this planet has been covered with a net on the electromagnetic grid that's dumped you down into this lower dimension with all this crap they're feeding you on TV and everything. They've just used that as a tool, the internet, the TV, a lot of what they've put on there. I mean, it's superficial to me, Stephen. He's just really just hypnotizing consciously, regarding your soul consciously to dumb you down into this lower dimension.
That's all it is.
That's all it is, basically. I mean, there's 7 billion people on the planet. How many of them are there? 10,000, whatever they are, whatever you want to call them. I call them a second species because to me they're not human. What you call satanic, demonic, these beings that are here. And, their time's going to be up very soon because all the light that's now coming into the planet, people are beginning to wake up now. And people are absolutely getting fed up with it now. I mean, I'm speaking to light workers and others around the world that are saying, it's not even a game anymore. It's getting, it's beyond a joke now to many. All this crap that they're feeding you, all this symbolism and demonic stuff. All the lying and the deceit that's going on now and the manipulation, it's just not even funny anymore. It's just, people just getting fed up, basically. And, wars make money too. And they're just feeding off your fear, basically. And, they have no concern for humanity in any way, shape or form. And they just want to depopulate the world, which is Agenda 21, which is what the United Nations was to eliminate humanity and destroy you. So, there's no need for oil or natural gas. This is all lies again.
Yes, it is.
You've got free energy on the other, and this is another thing that's coming as well. The benevolent ETs know this. There's going to be an event coming soon, very, very soon. You're very close now to what's coming.
Yeah.
Where they're going to shut down the banking systems all over the world, not for long, just a short while, and they'll have a new system in place. And these hostiles, should I call them, beings, species, whatever, they're going to be arrested and put away in jail, many of them.
Yeah, I think, seriously, they probably know this, so I think they're planning for trying
terrorist attacks around the world and whatever. Yeah, I know that already. The benevolent ETs know that.
I think they're trying to prepare for some kind of a isolationism. Because they're definitely going to be isolated from the rest of the population, and they should seriously think about doing it themselves. I mean, they've been building their own bunkers, and they've been building their own islands. They've been buying up islands and stocking them up, and
They're going to have nowhere to run, Stephen. Those bunkers that they've built underground using your money, world's money, the world's wealth that they've taken from the world population. They've been annihilated.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that they've done that. They're going to be arrested. They're going to be thrown in jail. They won't be tortured because they just need healing. But I do see a massive arrest going on here. And they'll be working with, should I say, the police state. these benevolent ETs, they're not really allowed to intervene, but they will give you the tools that you need to help you in healing the planet and getting the planet, basically to heal the planet and to put in the new systems that are going to be coming, basically. And this also includes free energy. So there'll be no more borders on the planet. That'll be gone with, by the way. And all the money that's been stolen, the abundance will be given out around the earth. I see that coming as well. And they'll be arrested and put in jail, these hostile.
Yeah, you know, Lee, but there's really no need for money.
No, there won't be. There'll be another thing put in place. I don't know, kind of special degree, but it'll probably be where your conscience maybe. No need to survive. Some kind of system will be put in place. But it won't be a monetary money system. Because you're evolving now as a species. You've gone up, you're evolving now into the fourth, fifth dimension. This is what the Mayans told you, you know. When I've been guided to all the ancient sites around the world as well, because there are, energy of consciousness. The Mayan temple was there in 2012. I knew the world wasn't going to end. I went there for the energy. I was there in December 2012 in Mexico. So, you know, I've known all along what they're telling you is not of the light, you know, why they're fear-mongering people and telling you it's the end of the world, you know. I knew damn well that it was nothing like that at all. So the pyramids around the earth are consciousness points of anything. They are on the earth. They're actually been marked on the earth, on certain parts of the earth. They're the markings regarding consciousness, the pyramids, and the ancient sites of the earth. So the ancients knew this. It was given there to you as knowledge. And that's why the chakras that you've got on around the earth now, they're energy points, portals, and stuff, and that's to do with consciousness, because that's what you are. Anyway, there's a galactic federation of worlds out there now watching this planet, and they're basically like the United Nations on the Earth. So they know people are fed up now with the mainstream media, and of course these beings that are running the planet are hostile, and these benevolent beings out there now that are watching the planet, because obviously they're hiding all this from you anyway. And they've been showing themselves up all over the world. You know, they've been on and off here for eons. So basically, they know that there's going to be chaos and violence because people want their freedom. They want the truth. They know that this will come as well. And that people, you know, are just downright fed up with it all. And with regards to the closing of the world's banking system, this event will be orchestrated by these ETs, these civilizations. They're also they're living beneath the earth as well and unknown to humanity. That's another thing that I've been spoken about somebody about as well. Now, you know, ETs living underneath the earth as well, and have been for the last 25,000 years. So there will be an event that's going to be taking place, and it's going to be orchestrated, and there'll be free energy and lots of changes now coming on the earth. And probably the, you know, with the homeless and the sick, and basically these ones will be taken care of first, with the new systems that will come in place. And I can see that happening while this very small few that have been controlling the planet are really not from this earth, as I'm saying, and will be, you know, taken care of basically, because there's going to be a lot of, you know, negative energy out there and angry people and so forth. So the planet would need to be healed, and probably to stop it from having a pulse shift as well. You know, because through negative energy on the planet, if you have a lot of negative energy and violence, it can cause all kinds of things. So, you know, this would be taken care of, basically. And you're absolutely right. The leaders here, they know this. And they knew that this time was coming. It's actually written in your Bible regarding the tribulation, that they'll only be here for a short while. So it's definitely coming. It's on the way, you know. Exactly. I should think by 2016, you will have disclosure.
Yeah.
By 2017, you will know that you're not alone in the universe. The word will, with what's coming, that will, the public will be told.
Is that what you're talking about, the thousand-year reign of Jesus?
Yeah, basically, yeah. What it spoke about in your Bible, the tribulation, you're in it now. But with regards to the thousand-year reigns, it's basically, you know, what you call the Illuminati, the satanic beings now that are controlling this planet, will be gone. They'll be gone with, and going to be taken care of, taken out. So, because there are good forces out there, Stephen, as much as you think there's bad, there is actually good out there, and light always wins. And I may just point out that there are 7 billion people here on this planet. So if consciously, if you came together and worked with love and light and woke up, they don't have that control anymore.
No, they don't.
The power goes to the people, Stephen.
Yes.
Not the democracies.
The people just haven't figured out that we outnumber them like, what is it, like 2 million to 1 or something like that, or 1 million to 1, or I don't know what. It's some astonishing number that we outnumber them, and they hold control over us by simple mind control techniques, childish mind control techniques. You know, they always joke about the Jedi mind tricks, and but the media has control of the vast amounts of people, just literally hundreds of millions of people they have control over.
That's right, and many people are watching the TV and they don't realize they're being hypnotized.
Yes, and this also,
that's another thing.
Yeah, also, Lee, this this illusion of power and authority is also just a great force for them too.
Well, yeah, because they're feeding off that power. You know, it gives them.
Well, power is just an illusion.
Yeah, you're right. It is an illusion, and there are parallel universes. You are multidimensional beings.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually referring to like our authorities, our police, and our politicians. They think that they have authority over us, and they think they have power over us, but they actually don't. We give them the power with our
absolutely. And if the people took the power, took their power back, and not let them have that power, they would not have that power.
Not at all. No. If we would just.
That's right.
if we just ignored them, they would go away, plain and simple.
Absolutely. I mean, if the whole planet come together with love instead of warring each other,
yeah.
I mean, you're killing each other, and they're sitting down in smoking their cigars, laughing at you.
They are.
You know, they're absolutely taking the piss out of you, actually. You know. I mean, because I'm of the light, I stand there and I watch President Bush. Oh, well, no Osama bin Laden in that cave. Where's the body?
Uh-huh.
I was at university.
He's not. Where's underneath the there.
Exactly.
He looked underneath. He looked underneath his podium. His podium he was standing on. Nope, bin Laden's not underneath there. He was joking, and he was laughing at all of us.
I mean, they are satanic. They're the lie, the deceit, the deceiver.
Yeah. Well, we only got just a couple, 2 or 3 minutes here left, Lee. You want to?
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just want to say to the people, basically, there's some fantastic changes now coming from the Earth. This is the time now. This is a very exciting time. And I'd say to all light workers out there and those that have come here to the Earth at this time to carry on with the work and carry on bringing the light into the planet and to consciously help awaken humanity by bringing in all this new devices and all the work that's being done here now in order to bring in the changes that are coming. And just don't give your power away, basically, and to do whatever work they need to do to contribute to society, to bring in all this, the new technologies that will be coming in soon. There'll be free energy will be the size of a briefcase that will come in, and no more slave to a system anymore that is a corrupt satanic, so I say. So yeah, basically, there's a lot coming.
Well, tell everybody how they can get your book. Is it an ebook or?
Basically, the book is due to be published 2015, but it may be before that. My website is called Transformation and Consciousness, which I'll put the link up and people can see that. And there'll be a documentary coming out too next year as well. So this is all to come now that's coming. And this is my calling, what I came here to do. Basically.
Well, you know, I have to admit to you, I struggled for many, many years trying to figure out what I was doing on this earth too. And I also enrolled into a university. It was just a junior college, a 2-year college, but that's what gave me my awakening, Lee. And I've been working ever since my associate's degree, my 2-year degree. And then I started my 4-year degree, you know, the Bachelor's of Science. And after about 3 blocks of classes, I just had a struggle and I had to stop school and start doing something about it. So
Well, then I'd call you an awakened soul, Stephen.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's a lot of people waking up right now. I've been offered jobs all around the world.
Yeah.
And I spoke to the lecturers while going on TV and media, and they just said to me, you know what, Lee, you need to follow your heart and go in the direction that you're going in. Even though I went to Parliament this year for dinner in the House of Parliament in London,
right?
You know, this is my calling, Stephen. That's your calling. So,
yeah.
You know, everybody's on a journey here. You're spiritual beings having a human experience on this planet. And if people could just wake up and realize who they are, you know, you'll find there's some magnificent changes. You don't realize just how powerful you really are. You know, and you know, don't let them take your power away. And the changes that are going to be coming now on the planet are just going to be so exciting.
Yes.
You know, it really is time now. You know, and because the planet is evolving consciously, Mother Earth Gaia, she's evolving, she's changing, she's going through a transition. It's not just the people here on the planet. So, you know, eventually what's happening now, which has been written in your Bible text, Revelations, the tribulation, you know, this system, these, shall I say, beings, species that are controlling this planet, because they're not human to me, will eventually, you know, be got rid of and put away. And I see that coming soon, very soon. And you've just told me today that there's already arrests coming out. So, yeah, I didn't know this, by the way, until you mentioned it today on the radio. So, you know, yeah, this is coming. There are benevolent ETs out there working now with the Earth, and there's a lot going to be coming out soon. So you need to watch out for that now because it's coming.
Yes, we do. There's going to be a lot of turmoil.
Absolutely, but it's nothing to be frightened of, by the way, because remember, they feed off fear.
Yeah,
well, control. They're self-controlling. We've come here to be of service.
Yeah.
They've come here to self-control.
Yes.
That's what they are.
I haven't had any fear many, many years. I don't know whether there's something wrong with me or not, Lee. I just don't have any fear.
Oh, anyway, you know, it's about love and light. And what's happening here on the planet is not love and light.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been.
So there's a lot of people consciously waking up now in this paradigm moment on the Earth. There are, you know, retaliating against the democracies because people are waking up and they want the truth and they want their freedom and they want justice.
Yes, they do.
It's that simple.
Yeah, you just can't do these things to children and people and not want, you know, someone else to retaliate.
Yeah, I see. That's right. It's not love and light. And
not so much retaliate, but want some kind of retribution, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, starting third world wars and killing thousands of innocent people is hardly sane, Stephen. So, you know, the benevolent ETs, they're not going to interfere. They're just going to provide the tools that you need at this time for the events that are coming. You know, if there's any kind of nuclear attempts or wars, they're going to clear the air. Any kind of pulse shift, that will be stopped because, you know, remember, there are thousands of years ahead technologically wise, way, way more advanced than the Draconians, the Andromedans and the Palladians. And, you know, they've been watching this planet for a very long time. They're monitoring this planet, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're monitoring and watching the planet right now. This is an exciting time. You know, it's going to be a celebration in the universe when this is over and done with. You do realize that, yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to be a big celebration over this one, you know?
Do you think all the bad people will suddenly turn good? I mean,
well, you know, in every dark place, there's always light.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, they're just in a dark place, Stephen, and they need healing too. I'm not talking about torturing them, you know, because that wouldn't be love and light, but they will be arrested and put in jail. So they just need to be healed and find the light, basically. So, and the beings or the cabal or the species that are working behind it, you know, they'll be gone with, or the parasites in the universe. And you must understand this is happening on other planets in the universe too. And
Hi,
they're
caller.
Evolving consciously too.
Hi, caller. Can I help you out?
Oh, yes. I was calling in for a program.
Which program?
I can't remember exactly. It's the one about session, or it was the Buddhist monk.
Oh, he's over already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
She's calling in for Reese.
Yeah, I've heard about Reese.
You never met him yet?
No, but I've heard about him, and he's a very gifted man.
Yes.
And he understands the Buddhist teachings, and you'll find that the Buddhists know all about consciousness. So we kind of like had a chat, and he's here to do some work too here on the planet. He's very gifted.
Yes. Well, if somebody's listening, I'm supposed to have a break right about now at the hour. Somebody can get on that, please. I do need a break. I can call my next guest. Lee here only wanted an hour, and I only gave him an hour. And we're kind of running over a little bit. I've sent some messages to Hawk and Tom and Justin and Vera, but nobody's seen him yet. Maybe I'll try Kat here a second. But okay, I don't know, Lee. Just go ahead and talk for another minute here while I send a message.
Okay. So where was we? One thing I will say is when I mentioned about consciousness, that you know, that you're spiritual beings here on the earth and so forth, you really need to get out and be around nature. So people need to bless the earth, the planet, for its beauty, because Gaia can hear and feel that, by the way. You know, people need to go out and look at the stars and just be around nature and quieten the mind, should I say, and go to a sacred place of solace to get back in touch with their soul and to kind of divorce themselves from the TV and technology, to be more in touch with their essence, their true soul, who they are, away from all this, technological side, all this manipulation, what's going on now on the planet. Because that's not who you are anyway. So I would suggest to a lot of people to do that and to give blessings to the planet right now, Gaia, as she's called, because she's going through the changes too. Because, everything is energy, Stephen.
Yes, it is.
And at the moment, with what's going on the planet at the moment, you know, you're going to be going through some turbulence now with all these changes that are coming.
Yes.
With the Earth and the systems. Only the other day my nephew come around and said, Lee, they're going to start World War III.
Yes.
Bless you. And I went, no, they're not. And I said, no, they're not. Well, that Lee, is not going to happen.
Lee, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to bring in my next guest and the friend that's going to help out with my next guest. I'll just bring them in and, say goodbye to you, because it's obvious I'm not going to get a break.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on, Stephen. It was such a pleasure.
Oh, you're very welcome,
Lee. Speaking today, and I hope that I've kind of made people a little bit more aware of what's going on. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Being on the show, yeah.
Oh, there's my music right there. Okay. Thank you, everyone. I'll be right back in just a few minutes. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Stephen. Bye.